This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with the series called 40 Days in the Word. In these lessons, Rick teaches us what it means to not just be hearers of the Word, but also doers of the Word. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get the complete audio of this great series. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Understanding the Meaning of a Text.
A lot of, quote, deep preaching is not deep preaching at all. It's just muddy. It's not deep at all. And they're trying to find stuff that just isn't there. A text without a context is a pretext. In other words, it's an excuse to just make up anything you want. So, what you do is you let the text speak for itself. And when you let the text speak for itself, the meaning becomes obvious. Now, the truth is the same thing here. When we let the text speak for itself, it's very clear what the meaning of fruit is. And we don't have to use any Bible dictionary or Bible encyclopedia or any other tools. Those are all good tools, but you don't have to use them to figure out what fruit is. So let's just go back to the text. Okay, let's look at three things. Verse 7. Verse 7 in chapter 15 says this: If you remain in me, and my words remain in you. Where have we heard that one before? About fruit. You may ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. Now he's talking about prayer. So I would write down this: remaining in Christ produces answered prayers. Now that's no stretch of that verse. That's just what that verse says. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, you can ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. So remaining in Christ, being connected to Christ, produces answered prayer. Have you ever thought about the fact that prayer can do anything God can do? Prayer can do anything God can do. So why are you asking God for these little tiny prayers? Why not asking him for big prayers? Prayer can do anything God can do. But don't expect a $1,000 answer to a 10-cent prayer. Now, it says, whatever you wish, and it will be given. You say, wait a minute, Rick, I've asked for a lot of things I didn't get. Whatever you wish. Well, let me just say this to you. If God doesn't give you what you ask for, it will always be something better. God will never give you something worse than you ask for. So I didn't get what I asked for. Then God knew he had something better in mind. Maybe you don't think it's better. But God knew it was better, and God is God, and you're not. God will never give you something worse than you ask for. He will only give you something better than you ask for. And when you pray, don't ask God for what you think is good for you. Say, God, I want you to give me what you think is good for me. Because you know what I need more than I do. But the first point here is remaining in Christ produces answered prayer. Now, second verse, chapter 14, verse 13. Remember, same conversation. Same guys, saving 11 guys. In verse 13 of chapter 14, he says this: I will do whatever you ask. There's that phrase again. I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. What's the second thing we learned? Write this down. Answered prayer brings glory to God. He says, when you ask for something in my name, and then I give it to you, it brings glory to the Father. Well, that's good. So he says, when I pray and ask for things, and then God gives it to me, it brings glory to God, because it shows how loving God is. What do you need to be asking God for in your life? Some of you going through really shaky time right now. Let me tell you this. When your knees are shaking, kneel. You can't fall when you're on your knees. You cannot fall. You cannot stumble when you're on your knees. When you're on shaky ground, kneel. When you are swept off your feet by the storms of life, when you're swept off your feet, kneel. Because you cannot fall when you're on your knees. When you feel the sky is falling in on you, you hold up your hands in prayer. And Jesus said, ask anything in my name. Ask it. It will bring glory to God. It'll cause you to be remaining connected to me. One other verse. Chapter 16, verse 24. Same conversation, same group of guys. Jesus says, you guys, he's talking to the 11, until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. There's that phrase again. You haven't asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. Have I ever heard that phrase before? Your joy will be complete? Yeah, when he talks about bearing fruit. So I'm writing down here the third thing. Answered prayer gives me complete joy. Answered prayer gives me complete joy. Did you know that over 20 times in the New Testament we are commanded to ask? Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be open. James says, you have not because you ask not. God never shuts his storehouse until you shut your mouth. One day, you're going to get to heaven and you're going to see all these things you could have had, but you never asked for them. One day, you're going to get to heaven and you're going to see all these experiences you could have enjoyed, but you never asked for them. One day, you're going to get to heaven. You're going to see all of these blessings you could have experienced, but you never asked for them. The Bible says, you have not because you ask not. And Jesus, in his final words to his disciples, saying, guys, I want you to ask. I'm not going to be here with you anymore, but you can talk to me anytime, and you can ask, and I want to give. And when I do, it's going to produce answered prayers. Remaining in Christ will answer you. And when you answered prayers are going to bring glory to God. And you know what? Answered prayer will bring joy to you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you'd like to reach out to Rick to let him know how this broadcast has blessed you, go ahead and email him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
If you love what you're hearing and you don't want to miss any part of this series, then contact us right away to get your own copy. The 40 Days in the Word complete audio series by Pastor Rick Warren is perfect for your personal audio library and for sharing with friends and family. You have your choice of a CD, high-quality MP3s, or flash drive. We'll send you this great audio series as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. This collection includes 7 complete, commercial-free messages from Pastor Rick Warren that are sure to be a blessing to you and your loved ones. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Thank you so much for your support. There are only 3 days left to get this awesome study tool, so contact us today.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
When you don't pray, you don't hurt God. You don't cheat God. You just hurt yourself. You cheat yourself of all of the fruit God wants to produce in your life. Now, are you seeing a little connection here? Bearing fruit is produced by remaining in Christ. Bearing fruit brings glory to God. Bearing fruit gives me complete joy. And answered prayer comes from remaining in Christ. Answered prayer brings glory to God. Answered prayer gives me complete joy. Do you see any connection here? Just in case you missed it, Jesus mentions it one more time in verse 16. And he says this. He ends his talk with this one last mention. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. And what's the first thing he talks about after he talks about fruit? Prayer. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. So here it is. Looking at the words, looking at the context, and letting the text speak for itself, you write this down. I bear fruit by asking in prayer. That's what he's talking about. He's not talking about losing your salvation because you didn't win somebody to Christ. He's talking about fruit comes through prayer. Prayer is the root of all fruit. Prayer is the root of all fruit. All the other virtues in life come through prayer. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, come through prayer. Gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, peace, patience, kindness, meekness, self-control, come through prayer. Prayer is the password to everything God wants to do in your life. You know what the problem is? We treat prayer like a spare tire. The spare tire, it's there when we have a flat. And when you have a flat and your life goes flat and you're in trouble, you pull out prayer. In fact, we say, well, all we can do now is pray. And people say, has it come to that? Like, man, it really must be bad if that's all we can do is pray. It's like, prayer is the last resort. No, it should be your first choice. God does not want prayer to be your spare tire. He wants it to be your steering wheel for your life. It is where you get all the fruit in your life. Much prayer, much fruit. Little prayer, little fruit. No prayer, no fruit. If you are not praying, you have no fruit in your life. You're just hanging apples on a barren tree. It all comes through prayer. That's what Jesus is saying. And the more I pray, the more fruit I'm going to have, the more prayer I'm going to give, and the more fruit I'm going to have after that. See what our problem is? We have trouble with prayer when we're not in trouble. We don't have trouble praying when we're in trouble. We have trouble praying when we're not in trouble. And when things are going good, I don't need to pray. Do you know what prayerlessness is? It is practical atheism. Prayer is acting like you don't have a heavenly Father who loves you. Prayer is acting like you're an orphan, that God hasn't promised over and over again to take care of every one of your needs. It's acting like if it's to be, it's up to me. That's nonsense. He's saying here, the way you bear fruit is by praying. And the more you pray, the more fruit you're going to have in your life. Everything God does, he does because you ask him to do it in your life. Now, a Bible study isn't a Bible study until you get to the what am I going to do about it part. That's the personal application. Now notice what Jesus says in Matthew 7:24. Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice, circle that, puts them into practice, is like a wise man who built his house upon the rock. So if I put into practice what I learned about prayer today, then I build my house on the rock, and when the storms come, it's going to stand. If I don't put into practice what I heard today, I just hear that Bible study, I take notes, and I go home and I forget it, I'm a fool. The Bible says the foolish man builds his house on sand. He hears it, but he doesn't do anything about it. And you know what the problem is today? People all over America are listening to sermons this morning and don't have any intention of doing anything about it. That is foolish. I hear people all the time talking about this is deep preaching or that's deep preaching or that's deep teaching or I want deep teaching. And they think deep teaching means explaining the biblical history of the Jebusites. No, the deepest preaching is the preaching that changes your character, that changes your behavior, that changes your attitude. If it doesn't change you, it's as shallow as all get out. And you can fill your mind with every Bible fact and every Bible background and every Bible knowledge and know all the doctrine in the Bible. And if you're still cranky and you gossip and you treat your kids and your wife bad, and you swear, and you're watching porn on TV, and you're impatient, you haven't gotten deep. Deep has nothing to do with Bible background. It has to do with Bible application. And that's why we make no apology at all and say, Saddleback is a Bible application church. Every sermon in this church is about what are you going to do about it? and we get extremely practical. And almost every week I'll say, take out a card and make this commitment. And we always come to a point of commitment. What are you going to do next? Here's your next project. Here's five things you got. Here's an opportunity. Here's another card. Why do I do this? Because I love you too much as a pastor to let you just hear knowledge and go home and do nothing about it. The Bible says that's foolish. And if you just go to a church and you learn the Greek word for this, or the Latin word for that, or the biblical background of who are the, you know, the Amorites, and you go home thinking, man, that was deep. No, it wasn't deep. Not if it didn't change your life. Not if you don't treat your wife any better. Not if you're not more ethical at work. Not if you don't live a life of integrity. Not if you don't start winning victory over that lust in your life. No, it's not deep at all. The deepest part is the part that changes you. Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is a wise man. But everybody who hears these words of mine and doesn't do anything about it, they're foolish. They're foolish. So that's why the last thing we need to do here, we don't need to talk about prayer. We need to pray. And that's why the last thing I want you to do today is write out an application, a one sentence of what am I going to pray about this week? So that I might bear fruit. Where do you need to bear fruit? Maybe you need to bear fruit in your finances. Maybe you need to bear a little fruit in your marriage. Maybe you need to bear a little fruit in your health, in your friendship, in your job, in your education. I don't know. Jesus tells us, ask. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. Now this verse, Matthew 7:24 on the screen, it's our memory verse this week. Because I want you to be a wise person, and I want you to bear fruit. Now, when you read a verse, you break it into phrases so you can memorize it. For instance, let me read this to you. Matthew 7:24. Everyone who hears these words of mine, that's one phrase, and puts them into practice, that's second phrase, is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Okay? Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. Matthew 7:24. Okay, let's read it aloud together. Let's say the verse first. Matthew 7:24. Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house upon the rock. And where is that? Matthew 7:24. I want you to work on that verse this week. Because if you hide the word in your heart, you're going to have the power to make the change. Let's bow our heads. Jesus, thank you that you love us. Thank you that you created us to bear fruit. Thank you that you do not want our lives to be barren. You do not want our relationships to be barren. You don't want our emotions to be barren. You want our lives to bear much fruit. And thank you that you created the whole idea of prayer so that we could talk to you. What a privilege. The fact that you, the creator of the world, would want to listen, much less answer my prayers, is astounding. Thank you that you want me to be filled with joy. That's amazing. And thank you that you said these wonderful words. Forgive us for prayerlessness. Forgive us for not praying more. Forgive us for treating prayer like the spare tire that we use it when we get in trouble, instead of using it as a steering wheel for our lives. Thank you for this tremendous resource that you have given us in prayer. I pray for a church full of fruit bearers, men and women who are bearing fruit in their career, bearing fruit in their lives, in their families, in every area, through answered prayer. Lord, help us to pray more that we may see more fruit in our lives. If you've never invited Christ into your life, say, Jesus Christ, come into my life right now and save me and change me. I want to be a fruitful person. I want my life to not be barren. But I want it to produce results. I want my life to count. Teach me to pray, to trust you, and to love you. Thank you for loving me and dying on the cross for me. In your name I pray. Amen. Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We hope you've enjoyed today's lesson. If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, if you love what you're hearing and you don't want to miss any part of this series, then contact us right away to get your own copy. The 40 Days in the Word Complete Audio Series by Pastor Rick Warren is perfect for your personal audio library and sharing with friends and family. You have your choice of a CD, high-quality MP3s, or a flash drive. We'll send you this great audio series as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. This collection includes 7 complete commercial-free messages from Pastor Rick Warren that are sure to be a blessing to you and your loved ones. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. There are only 3 days left to get this awesome study tool, so contact us today. And now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
God has 5 purposes for your life. He wants you to know and love Him. That's called worship. He wants you to belong to His family. That's called fellowship. He wants you to grow in character, to be more like Christ. That's called discipleship. And He wants you to learn to serve using your gifts and talents. Serve God by serving others. That's called your ministry. Finally, He wants you to share the good news and your life message with other people around the world. That's called your mission. I'd like to close today to talk to you for just a second about your personal mission. Did you know that the Bible says every time somebody accepts the Lord, they throw a party in heaven? Did you know that? It's right there in Luke 15, verse 7, where the Bible says there's more joy in heaven over one sinner who changes his heart and life than over 99 who don't need to turn to Christ, who are already there. The day that you accepted Jesus Christ, there was a party in heaven for you. And by the way, the day that you help somebody else come to know the Lord, there's going to be a party in heaven, but there's also going to be a party in your heart. I want to encourage you today to look outward, to look around you and see the people who need to hear about the love of God, about the message of Christ, about the purpose of life, about the daily hope that we have in our hearts. The Bible says, always be ready to share the hope that is within you. Could I pray for you? And as we bow in prayer, you might want to pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, I want the joy that you've given me to be shared with other people. And a lot of times I'm afraid or hesitant to talk about you to others. Would you give me so much love for other people that the love overcomes my fears and gives me the right words to say as I share the hope that's in me? Allow me to help others find you, to find real hope, to find joy through knowing you. Thank you, Lord, so much for trusting me to help bring others to you. I want to accept my mission, and I want to use it for your glory and in the power of your Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Put somebody in my life today that I can tell about you. In your name I pray. Amen.
Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.